Nagwagi si Filipino tennis player Alex Iala sa kanyang huling laban bago ang Australian Open 2026 matapos talunin si Donna Vekic sa isang exhibition match noong Miyerkules. Nanalo si Iala laban sa Croatian player sa score na 6-3, 6-4 sa 2026 Kuyong Classic sa Melbourne. Ito ang ikalawang panalo ni Iala laban kay Vekic ngayong taon, matapos niya itong talunin sa tatlong sets sa WTA 250 ASB Classic sa Auckland noong Enero 6. Ang Kuyong Classic ay isang tradisyonal na warm-up tournament bago ang Australian Open at mahalaga para kay Iala habang patuloy niyang hinahasa ang kanyang laro para sa susunod na Grand Slam.
It's always great, especially against Donna. She's such a solid player and very experienced player, so I think it's a good prep for Australia. But just being here in general is a highlight in itself. Today was just a little difficult because Donna hits a really big and deep ball. But I like to go to the net. I'm not afraid of coming in.
Inilarawan ni Iala ang mga naging pagbabago sa kanyang laro sa mga nagdaang taon.
Well, I would describe my playing style as aggressive for sure, but I think it's definitely progressed. And like I said, being on the WTA tour now and competing at this level consistently has definitely helped me find my game and grow into my, you know, personality as a player.
Malaki ang pasasalamat niya sa kanyang pamilya, sa mga taong nakapaligid sa kanya, at kay 22-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal sa paghubog sa kanya bilang isang tennis player.
Well, I think a big part of how I carry myself obviously just goes to my family and the foundation they've built. There's obviously a lot of things that I've taken from being at the academy and from Rafa himself, you know, just the way he embodies his mindset. But I think, you know, it's a combination of everything and my family and the way they brought me up. I think it's very difficult to get ahead of myself in this sport. If there's anything, tennis is such a humbling sport, you know. It keeps you grounded for sure. So I try to take it week by week, and I surround myself with a great team, an experienced team, and they help me kind of form my goals right now. I just broke top 50 at the end of the season, so I'm hoping, you know, to go inch by inch and more than anything, keep the level that I'm playing.
At bahagi nga ng kanyang pagpasok sa top 50 world ranking ay ang pagkapanalo sa Miami Open 2025 laban sa Grand Slam champions na sina Iga Swiatek, Madison Keys, at Yelena Ostapenko.
It was such a milestone, a monumental moment in my career. And I think that's where everything kind of sparked and clicked together. A week I'll never forget, and so many lessons, and so many things I learned about myself. And I just hope to carry that with me throughout my whole career. Yeah.
Sa malaking suportang natatanggap ni Iala sa buong mundo, lalo na sa mga Pilipino sa Australia, ito ang kanyang mensahe.
You know, I'm so grateful and actually quite surprised with the turnout. You know, I've always had a little crowd here in Australia, but I think things have changed since last year. So I want to thank everyone who took the time to support me and just, you know, growing tennis in the Philippines. So I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Hindi naman maiwasan ng isa sa mga commentator ang purihin ang 20 taong gulang na Filipina tennis player sa maturity na ipinapakita nito sa kanyang paglalaro.
I'm amazed at how mature you are at your age and how inexperienced really, but you're so poised and you're not overly excited about having wins and doing so well. You're taking it all in your stride, and it seems to me you've got a very good balance with the way you're going about your tennis career, and I think that's very important because we see so many good young players come through and everybody is lauding them and how great they are and they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and it all gets the expectations get a bit too high.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that you'll be able to handle any of that stuff if it comes or if it gets too much. It seems to me that you've got the right attitude to be able to deal with it.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's definitely something that young players in the tour have to navigate, you know, especially when they're new, playing the whole calendar year. And I think the most important thing is surrounding myself with good people and people who keep me grounded. And like I said a while ago, you're never gonna, there's always gonna be someone better than you, and like it's super grounding because you're surrounded by such amazing people and such talented people, so you can never get ahead of yourself.
At sa kanyang inaasahan sa Australian Open 2026,
I'm looking for a second round first, okay. And then the third, you know, I take it step by step. I'll welcome all the success that, you know, is written in my desk.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo sa tulong ng SBS Sport. Manatiling nakatutok sa SBS Filipino para sa iba pang update tungkol sa Australian Open 2026. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.